Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. I'm over here looking at Yoshi with her eyes all scrunched up and her fingers on her temples.
I'm really trying.
But you don't have to try. Whatever it is in life, don't try. Just do.
Well,
just be.
What are you all talking about? This is how I feel I should talk today.
Oh, you know what? That voice fits the attire.
That's right.
From head to toe.
Praise the Lord.
And the saints say,
I am.
Praise the Lord back.
First Lady Waticia.
Of what?
I don't know.
They can't see you.
But they can hear me.
They can feel it. Feel it through the airwaves.
I feel very First Lady esque.
Okay.
First Lady of Raven Farms.
That's right. First Lady of Raven Farms.
I'm hoping they can receive.
With my three.
All that heel. Beautiful energy.
It's all about imagination.
Nude heel.
It's all about.
In my Shaka hair. How are you?
Shaka look good, y'all. I saw Shaka something.
She just had a birthday.
Just 73.
Yes, ma'am.
She is fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Shaka fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she let me have it last year when she came out there
with that black lace
cat suit on, see-through lace cat suit on.
They are still on tour.
Yes, they are.
They are still on tour. They're coming to Charlotte soon.
Yeah, and I thought they had already been. I think they had to reschedule it.
Oh.
I think so. Okay. But yeah. It's a good show. It is a very good show.
I didn't know they were still on tour. It seemed like they've been on tour for 2 years.
You know, it's alleged, okay, this is alleged, all right, that the son says she's in her first stage of dementia. But do you remember the concert? And remember they had to walk her out on the stage.
But didn't she not sing all of her songs or she kept forgetting?
No.
Who was it that was forgetting their
Patty.
Songs?
Patty can't remember the words.
Patty said she can't remember because she said she in menopause.
Patty is beyond menopause.
Patty said she in menopause. That's what she said. That's what's wrong with her. She said,
You can get menopause in your 70s. Start.
That's what they say. What you say, Marcus? That's when you get it.
Because I think I'm going to hit mine in my 70s. I'm going,
she's still in denial.
It's not denial. Okay. It is reality.
You are perimenopause.
I just want you to go to the doctor and get them levels checked.
And yeah, I have an appointment coming up soon.
And when you see what I done told you.
Now, I cannot focus. The older I get, the more I cannot sit and focus. So I believe
they
I need to take the test. Part of what?
Perimenopause.
Girl, bye.
I'm telling you.
It is.
I'm letting you know. That's just life. They say that's part of it.
That brain fog is a real thing.
But I've been like this for a long time.
It is.
Probably since a child.
That's why you got that undiagnosed ADHD.
It's getting worse, though.
ADD going on.
It is.
And then when you mix undiagnosed ADD, ADHD with menopause, that's already going to fog up the rest of that unfiltered shit.
Mm-hmm. So I have a friend. He said,
I don't know what kind of roller skating and air travel and whatever going on in that head.
My friend said, them aliens done came and snatched you up already because you ain't heard it. We just talked about it. Or you done zoned out.
When the planets were aligned.
No, I should have been.
I don't know. I think something happened to me.
I think the aliens do be coming to zap me. And then bring me back.
Vaughn, I'm telling you, I really think that something happened that night. I don't know. I have felt indifferent ever since that happened. Y'all haven't noticed that.
Because you looked into your eyes pierced.
Jupiter, and ever since I've seen
aliens and got your eyes, girl, they got your eyes.
Honey, nothing like nothing.
Now I gotta Google.
Fear nothing, do nothing. Like, and see, it was a full moon, and the planets aligned, And then something else happened. And then Mercury retrograde and all that stuff started.
That was a lot of shit going on.
They say this right morning, now, no, nothing is in retrograde. Nothing. Nobody.
Listen,
free.
I think I believe it. Let me tell you why. Because this morning, I don't know what time y'all were up, and I was out the house kind of early this morning getting me some coffee, right? Because I need some coffee bags, whatever, whatever. The sun looked like glass.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
It looked like a glass beam.
It was a new moon last night.
It was a new moon.
It looked so pure, so crystal.
That is why I love the sunrise. That is why.
And it was blinding me that I could even see the light when it turned from red to green because I was facing it. I put on shade. I put on every pair of shades I had in the car. And I could not see because it was,
one morning, it just looked like the sun was just sitting there. And like, maybe if the sun had hands, it was just sitting out there like this. And it was just glowing. And you saw all the speckles of gold, orange, your yellows all around it. And it just looked like it was sitting there saying.
It didn't look dingy. It didn't look.
It was just vivid.
And muddy waters. Like the sun looked. That sunrise was crazy this morning.
That is why I enjoy sunrise. Because every time I've seen it, it looks like that.
And I'm not a sunrise person. I don't get up like, you know, people go on vacation and especially around the water, they get up and they see the sun. I'm in the bed sleep because I need all my sleep and I need to warm up. Y'all know I need to warm up before I get out of bed.
Wherever we go.
Just imagine that being over water, hitting the water.
I got some pictures.
That's dope.
It is. It's a beautiful
thing. That was weird this morning. That was a weird feeling.
That was,
it's been a weird feeling since we had daylight saving time. And what else happened? Daylight savings weekend. It was something.
First of all, I didn't even know we had daylight. I didn't know because I was confused.
Was that the same week of St. Patrick's Day or something? It was just a lot going on that weekend.
It was the 7th. It was like March 7th or something like that.
So
March
was it 8th. Was it
maybe
something?
It was after the full
moon. I don't know. Maybe it was. You sure it wasn't the same weekend of spring solstice?
No, spring solstice is spring March 20th.
First, I think.
And we didn't have daylight savings that week?
No, that was, we always have daylight savings the first weekend.
I think it was March 7th.
Yeah, it's March 7th.
I think it was March 7th.
No, but shit been fucked up since.
They want it changed.
Since spring solstice and the time.
I heard Georgia lawmakers, they're passing a law where they are not going to change back because you know Arizona is like that. They don't. They don't spring or fall back. They just go all the way through.
You say Arizona? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arizona is another state,
and it's another state. Yeah. So my understanding, Georgia lawmakers have started.
I can't remember.
I want to say not Alaska.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
But does the rest of the world recognize daylight savings?
I think so. I think we did it in Germany years ago. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I think we did. I think. But, I guess y'all are happy that it's still bright at 7 o'clock.
Hallelujah. I am because it messes with my mental when it's dark at 5 o'clock. It really does. I am not a good person. I am not a good person. I am in the slums. I'm just not good.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it something else now. I just can't think of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it something else now.
Seasonal I'm not good.
Affective disorder.
After September.
Yeah. Sad. It's sad. S-A-D-D.
But it's seasonal affective disorder. Yeah, but it's a lot of people. But see, I'm fine. Now, this is what messes me up because I feel like
I'm thriving. I am vibrating. I am in my element.
I'm never on time.
I'm flying right now, y'all. I'm soaring. I am going. I am coasting.
I'm soaring right with you.
Yeah, baby. I'm in the clouds, as they say. I'm in the clouds.
I have my days. I'm on autopilot sometimes.
Well, I'm always on autopilot.
Because I got school and stuff. But then Yeah. I have my little bursts.
I'm coasting now.
Yeah. I'm always on autopilot. I live in autopilot.
Yeah. I'm coasting now.
I do. It's when I go below.
It might rev up when we get to summer.
Yep. I'm ready for summer.
But like I said, that time back and that pollen and that damn spring solstice, all that shit all together.
I had been affected by the pollen.
Something to me. Mm-mm. I was gone. That pollen was something serious.
So maybe we just need to let summer come on through.
Well, speaking of, I'm just trying to figure out how I can buy all these concert tickets. Because yeah,
they coming out like,
y'all have lost y'all's mind.
Now, I was good. Every day I was sending y'all, everybody who's going on tour, and it's been a daily thing for the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But now when Sean Corey Carter posted, or he didn't post, but Rock Nation did.
Yeah, Rock Nation.
I thought I was going to pass out.
Is he 60?
No, he's 56.
56, mm-hmm. Okay.
And so.
But what would make him do that now?
I've been to New York. But my bucket list still says New York in the summer.
Summer.
I also have on my bucket list Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Now you put the Yankee two together and you want two concerts, two different albums on two separate nights.
Mind you, we've already seen Sean Carter twice. We've
seen Sean Carter twice. But I want to see him in Yankee Stadium now.
So but she needs to be in Bronx, motherfucking New York.
So I can say.
So then I had to break down a Bronx native. Had to break down to her. Do you understand the ignorance that's going to be?
I just don't care. So I got
of the travel thing. People coming into the Bronx to come to Yankee Stadium to see this man perform. You're literally going to have to be out there that morning in order to even get into the show on time.
So now you're listening to a Bronx native tell a non-Bronx native about what to do when we already know how you don't like crowds.
Nope.
You don't like to wait.
Mm-mm. I don't care.
But here's the thing. All these people from abroad, all these people from abroad have bought tickets to come. And they have not done the due diligence to figure out how they gonna get up in there.
But I don't think people care.
Well, when they roll up there in their cars and realize they ain't got nowhere to park that motherfucker.
But Sue ain't gonna have a car because she gonna commute in another way.
And she can go right on ahead by herself because this would not be an excursion I will be on with her. I don't like the Bronx in the summertime when that shit going on.
You don't like the Bronx.
I love the Bronx.
The festivities that the city's going to bring because you already know the type of crowd, the entrance that is going to happen.
Baby, when I say no structure, no order.
It might be, though.
Well.
That'll be the time you miss out.
I'll watch out on the news.
Guess what? So
let you find out for yourself.
So my dreams was crushed because I went in the queue. Mm-hmm. What was that? That Monday morning? Let me find my.
Them tickets were sold out in probably 10 minutes.
They were sold out in 5 minutes. Mm. That concert, concerts, both nights, sold out in 5 minutes. So
your place in the queue was closed out.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. So Jay-Z adds another show. Sold out just like that. So he has Friday night, Saturday night, and then he calls Sunday night show extra innings. Like,
okay. Now I do have a question about sold out shows that quick. Is the artist really that good to be selling out like that?
Well, we don't know
We talking about Sean Carter.
So this, I was.
We're talking about the man who made the New York Yankees hat famous.
Right. Listen.
Okay.
I was not.
But
Sean Carter.
I mean,
listen, I was 97,000.
Of our time, was there another rapper in our time who made the New York Yankees hat famous?
You was the 97,000th person in the queue.
So I don't know where she thought she was going to sit at. Honey.
First of all, when did you go into the queue? The moment it was announced? Or did you wait?
I was in the queue that morning. Honey, you.
So it opened at, let's just say, 10 o'clock.
All the children, I walked into school. The children, hey, Miss Williams, hey, Miss Williams. I said, hey, how y'all doing? Look at y'all doing. How y'all doing? Go to pick up the kids. Y'all doing good? Do my SEL checks. Y'all good? All right. There's like, Miss Williams, you got your phone out. Mm-hmm. How y'all doing? You good? Okay, I'm good. All right, come on.
97,402.
So then the next day, what I learned.
Let me see how many.
How many the whole that stadium hold? Yeah, like
because that's ridiculous.
How many people the stadium hold?
Listen.
Oh, the next one.
You see, the next one is 596,990.
I don't believe that. That is bogus. That is a lie. That's just no. Ain't no way.
So needless to say.
Well, how many? How big is the queue? 999,000.
They said that by it's so many people in the queue that by the time you get in there, it's going to be sold out. So they did tell you. So
Yankee Stadium has the capacity to hold 46,537 people.
So 46,005.
I don't even want to be around that many motherfuckers.
I just
want to
know if
sounds
like
COVID-y.
People are going to be on the well. COVID is everywhere now.
And then hold on.
Are people going to be on like the
greenery? It was redesigned in 2009 to hold 52,000 people.
Okay.
If they were to have a standing only.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say, are people going to be in the grass area?
Yeah. Who the hell about to stand up for
people,
a whole?
Oh, they are going people, to. Honey. It's going to be wild. That thing is.
A whole concert? 2 hours? More than that.
Oh, it's going to
more
than
be more than that.
It's
going to be more than
He's
2 hours.
Probably going to be Chris Brown in it.
Oh, Lord. They said Chris Brown don't know how to stop a concert.
He don't. Because I was tired.
Well, that's good. So, you got your money's worth.
So, I did.
And they said he gives a good concert.
So, of course, Jilly from Philly is going to be in concert. Oh, and then, like, Jay-Z is going to do the Roots concert.
Mm.
And it's your birthday weekend. And I was like, don't Vaughn want to go to
The way these airline TSA lines, and I don't know. You may spend more time at the airport than the concert.
So someone put a post up the other week that said, why is it now that when we go to the grocery store, it's like shopping at the airport? You remember how, you know,
because
how
of the lines.
Everything, no, you know how everything is expensive at the airport?
Oh, like, yes. Yeah. Like, in they little grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to think about that shit. She ain't lying.
Because so even Aldi's is now.
I'm going to say, if the grocery stores are going up, can you just imagine the corner stores? Because, you know, corner stores have always been higher than grocery stores,
correct.
You know? So just imagine what the convenience stores are looking like. You trying to get a little milk, bread, little, you know, essentials for the house.
Shit, a soda. $3.79.
Right. No, let's talk about gas.
Yeah,
okay.
Gas.
So
gas
I
on the West
use
Coast
premium.
I was about to say,
and
you use premium.
$4.70.
And
40 cents at Sam's.
I heard
Sam's.
$4.70. Yeah, I heard $4.70 outside of Sam's.
These niggas are lost.
You use
they
premium,
mind.
Bond?
I'm about no, to get my car says okay. 87.
Thank God for Jesus.
My the recommended.
I'm about to get me a 10 speed.
You premium, y'all should,
the recommended.
I'm about to have get on
gas,
the pink comment.
They told me what? Not to put on 89 or 93 in my vehicle. It's not recommended. So y'all with these higher European cars, I got the low end European car.
I'm rethinking things now.
I got 87. Thank God. Luxury, but
I got
93.
It's luxury.
It's born in American.
But that's good for you because most luxury cars are 93.
That's what I know. That's why everybody was like, I know y'all get. I said no, and I said I take 87. They said what? I said yeah.
But what I don't like, the cars now, they're putting that zero weight oil in the vehicles now. So like. I think my car take a 0.25. I don't like that. I don't personally like that because to me, the oil burns quicker.
That's why we running out of gas so quick.
I think the oil is burning faster than the weighted, than putting the, because, you know, back in the day, it used to be 525.
Imagine.
Something. So I'm like, yeah, I'm getting oil changed a little bit too regular for my liking. But it's neither here nor there.
I don't even pay attention no more.
I do. Because the oil changes, baby, they're not cheap.
They not, especially when you do them at the dealer. You know, I was just thinking.
Yeah, I go to the dealership.
I was just thinking the other day how evolved I am now. Remember when you was young and you ain't had no goddamn money?
But you had more money then than you do now? Okay, go ahead.
Right. But remember when you was younger and you would be like out at like Jiffy Lube or somewhere getting your oil changed on your car? Because we ain't had no fucking luxury cars back then. We had a get it where you gotta go kind of car. You know, Nissan. Sentras and Corollas and Mazdas and shit like that. That's what we drove. So you could go to the little corner Jiffy Lube, even the Walmart, you know.
Yeah, Express.
That one. Honey, I be thinking I'm big shit riding up in Audi. Yes, I'm coming to get a maintenance.
Child.
That's now at Audi, that's your
you got to specify what the maintenance gonna be.
That's your oil change, your tire rotation, and your fluids check, right? That's the same shit we got at Jiffy Lube back in the early 90s for fucking
$20. $19.99.
Is it not? That's it was $20.
15-minute wait.
That shit $200 at Audi.
Yes.
Look, the pastor said the day that his wife called him and said, "Hey, are you sitting down?" $1,600 for what? A tune-up.
How much was a damn tune-up back in the day?
I don't
think $59.95
if you had a coupon.
Exactly.
If you brought your coupon in.
And baby, we was getting them coupons.
You could get your coupon off the back of the TV guide. Remember that?
You went back. My son called me the other day about the yellow phone book. He asked me, was the phone book out when he was younger? I said, yes. I said, we had a phone book when you were born. Mm-hmm. He said, when did we get rid of the phone book?
Why and I had to remember that.
Because he was young.
He doesn't.
Damn, they been going that long?
I think so.
When the last time we had a telephone booth?
I'm not sure. They still have telephone booths.
Not where?
Who using them?
I don't know. I think
you kind of that's nostalgic. But I think we got rid of the phone book in 2000
something or other.
6 or 7 is.
Who's still out here using the payphone?
Some people might have to.
Because nobody really even has a landline phone like that anymore.
Very small percentage, I bet. I bet a very small percentage. And if it's like a Bell South or Southern Bell landline
number,
they probably converted them over to
AT&T
or the cable companies. They probably converted those users. Because that Bell South, Southern Bell doesn't exist anymore.
No.
That's
tragic.
Oh, what I'm looking for, y'all.
When did phone book? Yeah,
y'all.
So let me tell you what we used to do when while they over here investigating. So this is what we used to do when we were younger. That's why me and my cousins probably ain't gonna be blessed in this life like we should. So we would call up to random pizza places, different people, order food. And find someone's name in the phone book and give them the name and the address of these people and have the food delivered, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you know, back then, you know, we're 8, 7, 8, 9. There was no *69 or you would be able to trace the number back or whatever it was that we had. So, I mean, we got away with the shit. Or we would find people that we didn't like and order food and send it to their house.
Why would y'all be so mean that. Like that?
Yeah,
that's so
did.
Mean.
We
because
did.
We didn't like them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What else could we do?
Y'all so mean.
So there was
I'm just saying that was the power of a phone book back then. I could find your name, find where you lived.
Because it had your phone number, your address, your full name.
Right.
Yes, they
so
sure did.
So I could find you and where you stayed and get at you if I wanted to. And that was my way back then. Hell, I ain't had no weapons.
They said printed phone books largely stopped being widely delivered to homes in the United States around the early to mid 2010.
You
so
know,
it was between 2010 and 2016 that they stopped doing it.
Well, yeah, because nobody really had landlines. You know, another thing that I hate that they got rid of?
What?
The goddamn JCPenney catalog.
In the Spiegel catalog?
Yes. Yes.
Is that store still open?
No, I don't think so.
And Montgomery Ward.
No. Yeah.
Yes,
that and Finger Hut. I used to love Finger Hut.
Finger Hut still has, I think they still have a catalog.
What about the Greenback Stamp book?
I'm not sure.
Y'all, the Greenback Stamp book. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess you would have to be in a city with a piggy wiggy.
Because, baby, my grandma used to fill that thing out and get her free a little quilt or blanket or a comforter or a rice cooker. Like, they had all nice little
things
in there.
But wouldn't that give you an incentive, though, to make you want to shop with those people?
I mean, what happened to that?
But I think that's what we got away from, and that's why all these stores are closing. You have to give people an incentive to shop with you.
Because and she used to send all of us in the store separately to buy stuff just to get her little Greenback Stamp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you could get this person to just shop, and then you just give them a quilt, who coming out a winner here? They thinking they winning.
It's a win-win for both parties.
Right. So maybe that's what people need to do to get back to.
Well, this is, I think, what replaced that was the cards, you know, the savings cards.
Oh, yeah.
The rollbacks and, you know, thinking, well, we already know the rollbacks are not real rollbacks because they increase the price, they inflate the price, and then put the rollback sticker on the original price. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we found that out. And they do that with Amazon Prime Days. You know, they are in a, if I'm not mistaken, a lawsuit recently for
charging.
What you call that when you have a mass lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
I can't remember.
Oh my gosh.
Class action, yes.
Lawsuit. Amazon Prime was in a class action lawsuit for increasing their Prime days and then faking like you're having a savings when really you aren't.
That's good to know.
I mean, people do that all the time.
And she's like, that's not a good sale. This was better. It was cheaper a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I respect the companies that give me the opportunity to say, hey, I got the same product. These people are charging this and do the price comparison.
Yep.
And that way you make me feel like, hey, you're trying to be fair.
Yeah. There's a company that I currently work with. And it's so crazy because it was pointed out to me. And I'm like, if we have a contract with you, you would think the contracted price is better because we are under a contract. And the lady went to the actual website where everybody can order, and the price was like 2 times less than.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, so guess what? We don't even use our contract price anymore.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, well, what I do is from time to time, I will compare the two to see which is better. But half the time, our contracted price is always higher than the average price. And it's like, because we're contracted, you know that we're ordering constantly. You're increasing the pricing on us. But the average everyday person may not order this as frequent, so the price is lower for them because they're not ordering as much. Mm-hmm. It's opposite. You would think because you're ordering a lot, the price will be cheaper for us. But they're gaining more money from us because we're constantly purchasing. Mm. So, it's flip-flop. I would definitely say price check, price compare, mm-hmm. everything.
Everything now.
Not yeah.
Yep.
Especially major purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, they keep putting all of this new stuff into play that ain't working and companies going out of business. So they're going to have to find what makes sense because what they doing is just not. You can't keep charging people too much for subpar or too little or the same thing and then think you're going to retain customers or get good customers, you know, mm-hmm. be able to provide good customer service. That just doesn't make sense. So, I mean, at some point, what's going to happen to the economy?
I wonder if they planned for failure. Like, you know how you open a business and you have your SWOT analysis, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody have heard of SWOT analysis. Mm-hmm. And in that SWOT analysis, you have to talk about your weaknesses and your loss and the potential of what could happen when, if the business does not prosper or fail or whatever, or move in a timely, targeted space that you want it to do. So when these companies come in, I just wonder what their SWOT analysis look like. Because we, the VC, what's that? The plant that we had in Jenkinsville.
VC Summers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That went down.
That went down as quick as it came up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people that work in plants or work in manufacturing companies, distribution centers, I know when they see these other plants coming in town, they've lived it. They've been in the midst of that whole fiasco. I wonder if it's a fear of them That's entering good point, into huh? like mm-hmm. something like because of the fear of I'm afraid if I put all my ducks over here, it's going to fail.
Right.
Because it's a strong possibility that it could. And look at all the movement.
Do you think this administration wants? No, because they're business oriented. So.
Well, we know why the VC Summers plant closed down.
If the business benefits them. Right. Not if it
well,
benefits.
The VC Summers, it benefit them, but it was mismanagement they were basically counting their chickens before it hatched. They were paying out bonuses and they were paying out all of these special circumstances before they even got got the funds for it. And they were fudging numbers to get that money.
Right. Mm.
So that's how that plant closed down. It's not that it wasn't going to be prosperous. Somebody got greedy and they fudged numbers to get those bonuses.
Oh, okay.
With that being said, I'm sorry, y'all. But, you know, I go on a rant.
Well,
I'm going to rant.
Yeah, for that one.
Oh, yeah. Slow me down, child. Anyway.
I think that's good talk. People
but, yeah, I just really think that can it be a fear or do your SWOT analysis and do your comparison before you go out there and make any moves?
I think SWOT analysis needs to be done in anything.
Yes.
In everything.
Yes.
Honestly.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning into today's episode. We never miss an episode by catching us on the Very Necessary Podcast on all podcast platforms. I'm getting tongue tied. Susie, anything you want to say to us?
No, just pay attention. Read.
Mm.
Read, Riff. Y'all.
Reading is fundamental. Learned yes, in elementary school. And I had so a book simple. It. I got a pizza for doing it.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
They don't even taste the same. Mm-mm.